Get your process down first, then connect it to goals, but then focus back on the process. A goal is, oh, every day I'm either there or I'm not. I'm basically perpetually failing. Process, on the other hand, is you can win every single day, and that's really what you want to focus on. Welcome, fellow humans. Colin here. I'm back to reality, or at least I'm trying to get back to reality. I got hit with something hard, probably the flu. Every year, I suffer from a cedar allergy that is out here in Texas, and it's one of those things nobody told me about before I moved here, and then I moved here, and it hit me hard. And some years are worse than others. This year hit me particularly hard, and I don't know if it was cedar itself that basically gave me flu-like symptoms for 10 days, or if it was just cedar weakening my immune system and then something else taking over. Who knows? But, you know, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. And there's no better mental battle than barely being able to walk and not being able to breathe and aches and pains and sweating in bed. And it was a pretty brutal period of time. And I've been itching to record a show, and so I'm back with the solo podcast. It is 2021. I haven't even thought about that, actually. It's a new year. And I haven't set New Year's goals. I may or may not. I'm not sure. I won't actually talk about those in today's show. But I'm back at it, building better humans. And I'm going to be doing more of these, more frequent podcasts. Just talk about a few things, a big idea. And just really help you become a better human any way I can. And then I'm also working hard on the Better Human School, which will be probably launching soon. I don't know, maybe a beta launch. I haven't really thought that through. Right now I'm just in the ID phase and I'm working on some of the core modules. So we'll see. The one big idea for today though is goals and why do most people fail with their goals? Now, Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator, he says, and obviously he's being provocative, but he says goals are for losers. And he talks about how you should focus on process instead. I think I agree with this in some ways, and in other ways, I think it needs an addendum. We are all after goals. We all have goals. Even if we have a process, we're still trying to go somewhere. We're still trying to accomplish something. But I think the removal of the focus too much on the end goal and more focusing on the process is the thing that matters here. So what you want to do is you want to figure out if you want to achieve any goal, before you even consider whether you should, right? You got to or could. You got to figure out what is the day-to-day actions? What do they look like? Cuz if I'm not willing to do the work on a daily basis, then goals are just pipe dream and I shouldn't even be wasting my mental energy on them. I should be focused on something else. So if you figure out what the daily actions are, right? What the process is. And if it's something that you can do, maybe something you're already doing in one way and you need to just throttle it up or you need to focus it a little bit or whatever. Maybe it can already fit into your current routine. In fact, if you haven't refined your goals around what you're currently doing, I highly recommend doing that. That means find the things you're already working towards and then connect those to larger goals so that you can accent the process on a daily basis and then really just hypercharge the process so that you can get to that goal faster. And a lot of times just thinking about the goal and identifying it and clarifying it and writing it down is huge for actually accomplishing it. So until you can connect, this is something I've been thinking about, until you can connect your goals in life with a real fear, a fear of not accomplishing something or a fear of not having money or a fear of not being enough or whatever, until you can really do that, it's unlikely you're going to build the identity you need to resist the path of least resistance that is so available to all of us in our modern environment. So the way to think about this, every year you're gonna set some grand goal. If it's a goal that's something you've never done before, you should assume you're not going to do it, right? You need to be honest with yourself because you'd already have done it. What got you here won't get you there, all right? So you'd already have this thing you want if you had the habits, routines, and really the identity that was able of achieving it. And so what most people focus on is like motivation. I'm excited in this. I'm going to buy a new app or clothes or this, or I'm going to get a gym membership. And they slowly or quickly over the next 1 to 3 months, depending on who it is, they've regressed to their mean. They regress to exactly what they were doing at the end of December. The thing that nobody talks about, nobody addresses, is the identity aspect and the stories you tell yourself about it. A lot of people believe they don't deserve to be thin, and they will never be thin until they break that spell. A lot of people believe they don't deserve a certain level of success or a certain amount of money or to shine or to this or to that. And so they subconsciously sabotage themselves. This is a very common thing. And when it comes to goals, you have to be very hyper aware of this, because if you're trying to accomplish something you've never accomplished, if you don't get the identity part down, you're just wasting your time. Now, it's hard to give you a checklist of how to do this, because obviously self-awareness and, you know, that's a big category and everybody's different. Everybody's got their own trials and traumas they have to work through, and everyone's got their own good habits and bad habits. It's just really hard to give universal advice. But I would say do whatever you can to explore the self. Why do you do things? Why have you consistently not done this thing? Or why do you consistently regress to this or do that? Or what are you afraid of with this or with that? Look back to your childhood. Look back to stories and thought patterns that you tell yourself now. You have to try to identify on something, some kind of thread that you can pull on to hopefully try to address the identity aspect. Because if you don't have an identity that it believes it can achieve what you set for it, even deserves it, you're never going to get it. It just is what it is. So two takeaways for today. Process, not goals, but then goals. Right? So get your process down first, then connect it to goals, but then focus back on the process. A goal is, oh, every day I'm either there or I'm not. I'm basically perpetually failing. Process, on the other hand, is you can win every single day, and that's really what you want to focus on. And then secondly, if you don't address the identity aspect and the mental blocks, the stories, the labels, the judgments that you place upon yourself that keep you stuck, that keep you regressing to your mean, that's really where the fruit is. That's where winning is when you can address those and you go deep, you can accomplish quite literally anything. Your goals will probably be too small when you finally address the identity aspect and the stories and the labels. All right, let's do a quote. And then I got an excerpt from a book. I got a recommended product or tool, and then something I've been thinking about, and I'm going to let you go. And this is going to be a format I'm going to follow for these. I'm going to probably put these out daily, but we'll see how it goes. A quote. That's been one of my mantras, focus and simplicity. Simple can be harder than complex. You have to work hard to get your thinking clean to make it simple. But it's worth it in the end, because once you get there, you can move mountains. Steve Jobs said that. And I'm building the module on simplicity in the Better Human School. So this is something that came up that I wanted to share with you. It is actually pretty damn hard to live a simple life and to have a simple business, have a simple product. Like, it's amazing how much opportunity there is in simplicity, how much beauty there is, and how in a lot of times the things that are holding you back, you can break through them and see through them by keeping things as simple as possible. Excerpt from a book and or book recommendation. So this is both. How to Win Friends and Influence People. I highly, highly recommend reading this book. And if you've read it, I recommend reading it again, because I read it 10 years ago and the impact it's having on me now compared to then is, I can't even quantify it. It's unbelievable. And so here is a quick quote from that book. Yet I know, as you know, people who would think they had committed a crime if they let their families or employees go for 6 days without food, but they will let them go 6 days, even 6 weeks, and sometimes 60 years without giving them the hearty appreciation that they crave almost as much as they crave food. When was the last time you gave appreciation and you expressed your gratitude to those around you, to your employees, your friends, your family? It seems like those that need it the most, we serve it to the least. And that is a real pity. And our relationships suffer as a result. Recommended product or tool, ReadWise. This automatically syncs my Kindle highlights and it syncs them to Rome Research, which is what I'm using as my personal knowledge management system right now. I'm really enjoying it. And it's like one click button and it syncs everything. And I have access to all my notes. I can search them and it's amazing. Finally, to close the show out, something I've been thinking about: how fickle life really is. If you look at an ant that's on the counter and you decide to kill it, oh, no big deal, an ant, whatever. But then think about it, like a second ago, that thing was alive. And then the second after, it's not. That is profound. It's profound for a lot of reasons. Every single day people die. Every single day they die. At some point we will die. The question is, have we ever really lived, or will we ever live before that happens? And unfortunately, the statistics are many of us will die before we've done the things we want to do, before we've become actualized or found the real true bliss and happiness that is available to us all. And that's a freaking shame. I think about it a lot. I think about my death a lot, death of loved ones. I think about how short life really is. And that's always been a motivation for me for wanting to be successful. I've always felt that life is so freaking short. I want to experience great things. I want to do great things. I want to leave my mark on the planet, make it a better place. And I want to pass that legacy along to my kids. And time is something that has always fueled me, using time properly, not wasting it, et cetera. So something to think about. Thanks for bearing with me. I know my voice, my nose, my sound is not normally what it is, but I appreciate you spending time with me. Make sure you get on the Better Human newsletter over at colin.coach, and I will see you in the next one.
Please always remember that the members of the Ancestral Mind podcast are not, in fact, medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not nutritionists. They are simply providing this entertainment for you to do your own research and to entertain yourselves. So please consult a physician before changing your diet. Not everything works for everybody. And make sure you always do your own research on everything you hear on this show and outside.